This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a soft horse. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grants is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Duty Free Caribbean, Easy Car Sales, Grand Bahama News, Janae's Uniform Center, Kelly's Home Center, New Life, Prince Masters, Ron's Electric Motors, The Water and Sewage Corporation, and Wendy's.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company. The Foundation live and in full effect on this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday afternoon, December 10th. We are about 15 days away, 2 weeks away from D-Day and being able to celebrate Christmas and celebrate sort of the love that exists in your family and so forth and so on. However you celebrate Christmas, I know that a lot of persons are kind of geared up for it. I don't know whether or not we're feeling the Christmas spirit, though. I don't know. I think the closest we come to that as a people, as a nation, is being able to unify our efforts and identify and celebrate Jom Kippur. I think that's what it is for me. That's what I've seen over the years. The one thing that pulls us all together, no matter where we're from, no matter what space we're in, no matter our economic background, no matter our upbringing, no matter our education, the one thing that unifies us is the idea of being able to celebrate Jom Kippur. No matter your religion, no matter your, no matter what's going on in your life, the one thing that pulls us together is Jom Kippur. I don't know whether or not Dion Miller knew that. I just wanted to be able to say that, kind of push that out there and have a kind of a good conversation with you. I understand. I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be able to chop these particular things down on what's happening in our country. And I want to look at it. I think that's a micro perspective. I want to look at it from a macro standpoint, a wider standpoint, the panoramic view, an extended a view of being able to see the entire thing. And how I view this is that there is a deliberate, I don't know whether or not it's strategic, there is a concerted effort to almost show yourself rebellious against the administration of the day. I don't know whether or not it's a deliberate attempt. I don't know what it is, but this is what we're seeing. This is what it's translated to. And the PLB got to get that in check. Let's talk about those things, guys. Got to shout out my good decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. Make sure you go down there and check them out. They got everything laid out. If you're looking for insurance in this kind of a space and time, just before you get to the new year, especially if you're born in December, don't come down here driving in January. Everybody get new resolutions. Everybody getting booked. Don't come trying to drive in January with your car unlicensed and you ain't got no insurance. So go get the thing taken care of right now. Go down there to AFS and everything laid out. 3411AFS. 3411AFS. They can take very good care of you. Just let them know that Howard Grant sent you down there and they can be able to accommodate you. Ask for Mr. Richardson or my good friend Ethric Bow would be more than happy to accommodate you and make sure that you get superb service. Even if you're in the space looking for something residential, looking for something commercial, whatever you're looking for, they can assist you in that kind of a space. And he hasn't said so to me most recently, but he's often looking for persons to kind of work. He's often looking for persons to work in that kind of space. So if you're interested in being able to do that, or you want to start a new career and start those particular things and learn more about the insurance business in the country and find yourselves in that position, give them a call. 341-1AFS. 341 1-800-273-1AFS. They can take very good care of you. Guys, I got to shout out my good, decent people also, man. I keep telling you about them. These persons, MST Bar, and this is from Art Development and Art Construction here in the country. Avery Lightbourne. I don't know if we're going to see him this week because we're going to be going to a remote location this week. But Avery Lightbourne pushing art development and art construction forward with this sort of a forward-thinking progressive technology. An element, these products that are, you know, conscious as it relates to being able to move towards this conservative space that we've been talking about for a long time. This is the fiber reinforcement polymers. If you're in that kind of a space and you're developing some stuff and you're trying to be able to take care of some things and you're building your homes and you just started off and you want to be able to go up to the bell course, you're trying to be able to put your where the rebar existed before, try the fiber reinforcement polymers. They're seeing it swell with time. They're saying all these things are good. They're saying you can crack up your bell cause. All these things are good. You can be able to do it. You don't got to paint it. You ain't got to do none of those things that you're doing right now. Try to give them a call. The number is 822-9527, 822-9527. You can hit them up, 603-4506, 603-4506. Haven't heard from my guy in a while. I'm Ephraim Jones down there at Garden of Eden. I got to go shout him out. I've been inviting people to breakfast by Garden of Eden for a while, but I hadn't gone down there for a little while. I've been busy, man. Y'all don't fight me. Y'all fighting me right now. I've been busy. I got to try to be able to paint a couple things around the place. I got to clean up the yard. I got to put lights up. I got to do this. I got to do that. We ain't got a tree yet. I don't know who's selling good tree. Somebody called me and said, how's the tree? I don't want the $675 fake tree. I want the real tree, the nice pine. I like the scent that's in the home. So if you got real tree, we're going to be able to do that. I've been very busy. So I know that I'm supposed to do some breakfast with some people and sort of do some stuff like that. And I hate to kind of just keep pushing it back. But this is the kind of season. People coming over to your house, you won't be able to clean up and fix up the place. And so this is what I've been doing, right? But I got to shout out Ephraim Jones, man. Ephraim Jones, Garden of Eden. It is in the Eastwood Gardens. Eastwood. Just north of Elizabeth States. So you take that left right there, go over four speed bumps, you take another left, a tulip, then you take a left right there, you're going to be able to see the Garden of Eden. These are my guys, man. This is the time. If you want to bake bread with your family, if you want to be able to do something and enjoy yourself, go down there to Garden of Eden and enjoy yourself. Every Thursday they have soup day, so tomorrow is going to be soup. He always sends me a text about that. So tomorrow is going to be soup, but if you're looking for some good stew fish, some stew conch, some souse, all those particular island of Nassau, you want to go down to the Garden of Eden. Go down there. It's a beautiful environment. You can break bread and have good conversations, and they get great service down there. So go check them out and being able to do that. Guys, pick up the Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. JCNP's threat to cancel John Canoe. The AG says that JCNP doesn't have the power to cancel the parades. JCNP doesn't have the power to cancel the parades. I don't know whether or not the JCNP knows that. I don't know whether they know that. I don't know what happens when we get jobs and opportunities. I just don't know. I just want to be honest with you and have this kind of a conversation. When we are empowered to a position, elevated to a point, and we have sustained something for such a long time, we become egotistical. Now, this ain't a smack or anything at Dion Miller. I'm saying that time brings on the shift in our minds. This ain't only him. I give you an example of one of the greatest people that we've all known and heard about for, if you don't know him, you've heard about him, Jesus. I'll give you an example. Jesus knew who he was from his inception, even at the age of 12, when he felt his body could be able to maintain some things. He broke away from his family, went into the temple, and started to be able to preach and teach and enlighten the theologians that existed in this particular space. His mother found him and said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Don't you know I'm about my father's business?" 12 years old. Then we didn't hear from him until he was 30 years old, with the introduction again by his mother. And between the ages of 30 and 33, he executed miracles, he enlightened people, he fed people, he did so much things for transformation in those 3 years, and then he left. His tenure was 3 years, and his full weight of power, then he left. I think some of us take advantage of this idea of being able to retain power. I just want to be able to say that. I think many of us find ourselves in this kind of a position where our desire for power goes beyond our ability to execute. Sometimes, you know, you just fill out your tenure and just leave. The JCNP has been in this particular capacity for 20 years now. Junkanoo existed far beyond that. This tradition that we are as Bahamian people started at the inception of when we were scrapping. Come on, let's just be very clear. You forget this? On Boxing Day, as the story goes, that we were given boxes as those of us who were on the other side of the track, those of us who are indentured slaves, those of us who continue to be able to be subject to the supremacy that existed above us. We were given boxes to unwrap boxes on Boxing Day and found ourselves in this position. This celebration found itself growing and growing and growing over my lifetime. I've watched different elements being introduced to Junkanoo, even from Grand Bahama. And I got to say it like that because the celebration in Nassau is enormous in comparison to the outing and the entertainment that existed in Freeport. And when you go there, you see the energy. You see people who haven't participated in community for a very long time. They are gung-ho, dead, steadfast, focused on this sort of commitment. They do whatever it takes to make them two laps, whatever it takes. And you realize that. And you should realize that your responsibility as an elevated person to oversee this sort of parade is to ensure that it happens. This posture is poor. This posture is poor. I just want to be able to say that. I can't say that I'm disappointed in you. I don't know you. I don't. But many a time in my lifetime, I have texted, even with my wife, over the 21 years that I've been married. Sometimes you would text in anger. And before this, it'd be the Nokia phone. So by times you get to this angry thing, you didn't punch these buttons 8,000 times, and then you forget about it. You say, forget about it. This is too much. I don't think I want to say this. You're working in the corporate world, and someone slights you and do these particular things. I sit down behind my computer, and I type, and I never, ever press enter. I never press send. Never. As I look at this and I look at the information that you sent to the office of the Prime Minister, I ask myself, was it familiarity? Was it proximity? Was it relationship? Was it just sheer disrespect? Was it a lack of training and understanding how to be able to approach these things from a corporate standpoint that made you press send? Because a lot of us share certain sentiments, these ideas that we have. But my God, you don't say those things out loud. You don't. And so as I look at it, I just try to figure out what's really happening. Let's get into the story and read a little taste. It says, just weeks before Junkanoo groups would typically rush down Bay Street in the country's biggest cultural display, turmoil erupted within the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture announced that both groups claiming to be the Valley Boys would be allowed to rush in the A division. Leading the Junkanoo Corporation of New Providence to threaten the cancellation of the parades. The Attorney General, Ryan Pinder, said that the JCNP has no authority to cancel the parades. This is heavy. They have no authority to cancel the parade. I don't think they knew that. Let's get deeper into it. He said that both the JCNP and the government are not arbitrators in the matter and must remain impartial to all parties involved. So what is the recourse at this particular point? What's the recourse at this point? The JCNP has taken on a very strong position, and this is just not recently. They've taken on this position now for, dare I say, months. They've taken on this position that the rule of the law, the rule of law is if you registered, you got this, you got that, these particular things, then you move according to those things. This is an internal matter that doesn't come before you. But because of your relationships, because of familiarity, because of how things were done prior, you feel as though you could get in these people and disturb everybody else, Junkanoo, celebration, people who are coming from college, people who are coming from other parts of the world, the only time they come see their family, you disturb all of this because of your familiarity, your relationship, and this skewed idea of how you view autonomy in your head. That's peculiar. That's just peculiar to me. I want to talk about this like this today, guys. Pintar says that the prime minister painting a false picture over the house chaos. And the house, the cops accused of a second rape. Cop accused of second rape granted bail. Second rape. Minister of Agriculture gives out $1.5 million in grants to boost food production. All this information's in there. You see Jomo Campbell being able to do his stuff in there. Guys, I want you to be able to be a part of the conversation today. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Let me take a quick commercial break and be right back after this.
Everything is bigger and better at Burger King Nassau. When you have a big appetite, BK has a royal deal for you. Get a flame grilled double Big King Jr. or an original chicken sandwich, plus four chicken nuggets, small fries, a drink, and a fresh baked cookie for only $9.95, including VAT. The royal deal was built for a big appetite, and at $9.95, including VAT, it's a steal of a deal. Go big and enjoy the BK flavors you love with the $9.95 royal deal at Burger King Nassau.
Standard Services on Shirley Street, your everything Christmas store, has the perfect gifts just for you. Now until December 24th, you can get 5 to 50% off everything in store, plus 20% off Christmas lights, 25% off artificial Christmas trees, Christmas decorations, and all toys. Standard Services, just around the block with everything in stock. They have everything you need to keep everyone happy this Christmas season. Get the perfect gifts, plus 5 to 50% off everything at Standard Services on Shirley Street, your everything Christmas store. Open Sunday, December 22nd.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Your health is important. Don't trust it with just anyone. Welcome to New Life Natural Vegetation Cell Food Limited. We stock an extensive range of health foods, alternative medicines, and organic produce with a wide variety of special dietary foods, herbal teas, and herbal... New Life also carries natural, organic, and environmentally friendly soaps, body lotions, and other skincare products. Stop by our state-of-the-art alkaline deli and try our all-healthy and all-natural tasty choices. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can answer any questions you may have. We offer on-site consultations on nutrition, diet, and healthy alternatives to disease and ailments. New Life cares about you and your health needs. We're located in the Independence Drive Business Park, East Street South, south of the Independence Roundabout. Visit our website at www.newlife1020.com. Let your food be your medicine.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. It is a beautiful December 10th, this is a Tuesday, and I just want to be able to kind of chime in with you guys and chop it down and have a good conversation about what's happening around the country. And this kind of sheer disrespect for the authority that exists in this kind of a space. And I don't know why. I don't know why. But before we go further, we got to talk about this. But before we go further, I want to be able to say to you that on Thursday of this week, between the hours of 12 and 2, we will be at New Life on E Street. Now, I say it's E Street South. I don't know how y'all just call it. Maybe Central, right? But I will be there, right there at New Life, being able to bring all this information that you talk about there, their products, their services, what they can be able to render to you for transformation in their lives. They've been here for a very long time. So I'm excited about that, excited about the opportunity to be able to talk about those things. And I'm sure that we can be able to have a lot of testimonies for those persons on Thursday of this week from 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock. So all those persons who were kind of interested in being able to sit with me as it relates to Small Business Thursday, we will be at New Life. So just let me know, and then we can be able to kind of set you up and place you in different spaces throughout the weekend. So let's give me a call, 827-0111. Guys, you know, how I view this, okay, so at the beginning of the tenure, the introduction, the inaugural voyage for the SSPLP and the new day, this new day ship that has been pushed out to voyage in 2021, the very first thing that we saw was this sort of an idea of protest at the beginning. Now, it was an internal and an external protest. Now, y'all tell me if I'm wrong. One of the very first things that we saw was a very small protest in the front of water and sewage. Do you remember this? Very small protest in the front of water and sewage. Then simultaneously, there was a subtle protest by the people of the country trying to figure out what was COP26. Do you remember this? And then time progressed and the PLP made some promises and some things were supposed to happen. And more specifically for Grand Bahama, because we focused on that. We were looking for transformation to come from the north, especially what happened with Dorian. We've actually placed the onus on the PLP to transform. Now, this may not necessarily be a good thing. But the truth is that as we were looking for them, we rejected the Free National Movement because they were unable to do those things. Maybe some people were indifferent with the leadership style of Menace, but for the most part, they've been rejected soundly by the Bahamian people. And the PLP has been given the mandate to manage, govern, and move this country. The PLP came back and said to us that they have for just sort of a relationship. The hotel was supposed to be sold in Grand Bahama. Then they came back. They say, we hope to sell it by this particular time. We hope to sell it. It was only hope that we were fed after that. Then we saw that there were issues coming to the forefront with this sort of indecision, whatever was happening within the Grand Bahama Port Authority with the government. So the indifference and almost like an impasse at this particular juncture, there was this kind of refutal. And the government has taken on a very strong position to indicate that we are the government. These are the decisions that we're making. And we saw everyone go after them on this particular standpoint. It has been over these past 3 years and some, it has been whether quiet or pronounced, this level of rejection of the authority from the PLP on every front. Now, you could spin that and say, well, this is a healthy democracy. You could spin that and say whatever you want, however you want. That's up to you. But the observation is there is no genuflection, no acknowledgement to the authority that, not other than the ceremonial authority, because there is the acknowledgement of a ceremonial authority. Yes, you're the chief in charge. Yes, you are the minister. Yes, you are, you know, there is this kind of a genuflection to the ceremonial authority, implication and understanding or belief that this administration could be able to get some things done, or even if they're worth in value, to be able to get the respect that we should rightfully give them. What am I saying? The JCNP and this sort of a very sharp tone that they've taken with the government. Formally, this wasn't even said to Latre and his heirs, which was peculiar to me. Just say it to him. He can never say, it's your word against mine. But then you put it in the letter. It shows this insubordination. As you wrap in your mind that you have the autonomy, not understanding that you are a branch of government who has been empowered to make decisions without the external influence of government. And so you sit in this particular position, again, at the pleasure of the prime minister. But you take on this strong position to reject him. And then you seek to deprive the entire country, the Bahamian people, of a celebration that we enjoy. This is peculiar. I got a call that says, Howard, they've made X amount of $100,000 already in tickets. They've sold hundreds and thousands of dollars of tickets already. What do you propose to do with that? What do you propose to do with that? After persons already been in the shack, preparing themselves, ego took over. What is the PLP going to do? There is a perceived, and I have to say perceived because I don't know whether or not this is by design. There is a perceived rejection of the authority that exists, not in the House of Assembly more specifically, but by the rules and regulations that govern the House of Assembly. There's a rejection that exists in that particular space also. I'm looking at this and I just don't understand. Everyone doing as they please, and no one understands that there is an authority that exists here. Why are you taking on this position and rejecting the PLP? Whether that's happening in the Royal Bahamas Police Force, whether that's happening among the only people who acquiesce to them is the unions. Oh God, I get it. Because you didn't sign that letter. So you can't do nothing. You get what you get. I mean, looking at this and we're trying to figure out why is there a subtle that is actually moving towards a crescendo of rebellion in our country against this government. It was subtle at one point. And you saw it and you well, that can't be what it is. But now it's becoming pronounced. With subsectors being able to take on a strong position and rejecting the authority of a government. How can you do this? Why are we doing this? Is that not a professional approach that we can take? Do we have to be able to use it like this? Is this the point that we've come to, that the violence take it by force? I want to talk to you about it. 323-6232-325-4259. Anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hey, Al, what's up, man?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Listen, you must see some of my hair today. I asked this question many times before. Name me one department inside this administration that's functioning properly.
I'm looking at it. I mean, and listen, the people, it feel like the people rebelling against them.
No, the people just tired. For Christ's sake, the officers threw the speaker. That was because of the Twitter Mesa. That was because of the speaker attitude. Now the John Canoe people saying that they plan to cancel John Canoe because of the interference by the Office of the Prime Minister and the Attorney General. Name me one thing this administration doing right.
This is crazy.
Every department has major issues. Major issues. You can cancel John Canoe because of the Office of the Prime Minister interference and the Attorney General interference. Come on, man.
That's crazy. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so very kindly for that. This is just crazy to me. I just want to talk, man. Somebody clear it up for me. Howard, this is democracy. In a healthy democracy, as we move towards 2026 with the influences that happen from an external standpoint, and Bahamian people are more educated, they ain't standing for certain foolishness. Let's make sense of this. Let's make sense of this. I'm looking at this and I'm saying to myself, these people rejecting the PLP, left, right, and center. PLPs, internally in the organization I can't say it's the first time, but I feel like it's pronounced. Right here on my show, people who profess their commitment and their heart and they pledge their vote to the PLP call the station. And whilst they do their best to be able to identify the positives, they always say, we're having problems. We're having some issues. But I'm not hearing from the people who are full and who are busy, who are taken care of. But I'm hearing from the fact that there is a discontent that exists within the organization. One. And then it spills out into the public sector. This is not the PLP that we know. This is an F&M thing. F&M issues is bubble out on the surface. PLPs normally keep it under wraps. What is happening? Let's take the next telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
What's up, Anton?
Right here, man. How are you doing?
Everything good?
Okay, and good afternoon to the nation. I'm so pleased and happy that you continued on the conversation relating to our number one cultural celebration and explosion in the country, Jonkin.
Mm-hmm.
I had a conversation with my very good cousin, yesterday, right? And that conversation continued today, right, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he works in a very senior capacity as well, right? In one of our leading organizations in the country. And his concern as a lay person, as a citizen, as a professional, was that him and one of his brothers, one of my cousins, they purchased about 8 to 10 tickets to attend Jonkin with their children and other family members. And what gives the JCNP the right to think that they could cancel the entire parade because of an issue between the Valley Boys? That's the question of the day, Howard. Why should any entity who has responsibility for regular regulatory framework, for rules and regulations, for guidance, for oversight over an organization so very important to the culture of a nation, seek to cancel that on the flimsy premise of an inward disagreement between the leading Junkanoo group in the country?
Mm-hmm.
The premise is still way off, Howard. It's a much better way to address it.
I believe it is.
Pardon me?
I believe that there's a much better way to do this, but I believe that you can't be able to, how you can put the spilt milk, they've already, you can't unring that bell.
No, what you can do, it's already done.
Okay, what I'm saying is that he's already indicated that this is the thinking of the body.
I understand. I understand exactly what you're saying, and that's primarily why I called in early before your break, Howard, to speak to it. Look, Howard, don't get me wrong. I appreciate the position in principle that the JCNP is standing on, right? Because there has been a spilling over into our cultural explosion. There has been, Howard. There's no question about it, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What, in my view, should have happened, the minute, what we need to understand, Howard, what is most important to appreciate in order to have an intelligent dialogue regarding this whole conversation is what is the authority vested in the JCNP?
Mm-hmm.
You see that letter from the Attorney General yesterday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I didn't have enough time to speak to that, but I wanted to touch on that too. That letter from the JCNP, Howard, speaks to a little bit of the authority that is legally vested in the JCNP. But we as a citizenry don't understand the full extent of the authority, but the Prime Minister does. The Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture does. The Attorney General does. Perhaps other members of the Cabinet do. We don't, Howard. That's the problem. And that is where the problem started, and that is where it's going to end. Let me explain what I mean by that. The Minister of Youth, when he made the determination to provide the seed funding for that group, for the splinter or the inward fighting group in the Valley Boys, before he should have addressed the press via the nation, or addressed the nation via the press, and explain what his position is on the matter as the minister responsible, right? As the entity, the government entity responsible. He should have also explained on which authority he's taking the action he's taking. So
so that it doesn't just come across as a flip-flop or as political interference, but in fact as the authority, the biggest authority, bigger than JCNP, making a decision over that of JCNP for the sake of preserving culture in our country, a big part of culture which the Valley Boys represent. No questions about it. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. Mm-hmm. We made that mistake, Howard. And it has been permitted to spill over into decision after decision.
But they're doubling down on it. See, it's one thing to make a mistake. Okay, you make a mistake. But you can't double down on the problem. You double down on your mistake.
After
the meeting last night, they came out. I put it on my Facebook page. I saw it. After the meeting last night, they're supposed to have a meeting. They didn't have the meeting. They had a conversation. And then they went out, and I from ZNS. They went out there, sat in a circle, and they said, now we're leaning towards a possible. What are you saying?
Well, Howard, clearly the whips have been brought out, and persons are now understanding the extent of their power and authority. And so it's now a matter for them to figure out how they're going to come back to the public and express that without looking. You understand what I'm saying?
Of course. Right, of course.
But Howard, another consideration in this, right, which is just as important. This matter is so unfair, Howard, and me and my cousin discussed this as well this morning. This matter is so unfair because, Howard, it is so unfair to have a matter that is internal to the Valley Boys create this kind of stir that impacts the entire nation and fans who follow internationally or globally. Our number one Jonkanu, our number one cultural expression, Jonkanu. It is so unfair and completely ridiculous for business spill out in such a way that it is creating such a muck in our country, implicating the government, implicating the prime minister, implicating Jonkanu itself now, the health and well-being of Jonkanu itself, and implicating the leadership, implicating the minister, now having to get involved the Attorney General and having to get involved the Prime Minister in order to clear up this mess. Now, what? This is crazy.
It is crazy.
In all honesty.
It is crazy.
It is nonsensical. It is crazy. It is selfish.
And unnecessary.
It is unfair. Pardon me?
It is absolutely unnecessary also.
It is, Howard.
They didn't have to go this route.
Howard,
they could have found a better route to do it.
This is my last point on this.
Go ahead.
Look, don't get me wrong. Listen, man, it's already in the room, right? The elephant is already in the room. People are trying to suggest that because the person involved is the prime minister's family.
Well, right? That's what the man put in the letter.
Right? Howard, understand it. No matter where you are in the world, my brother, you know what? Look at President Biden in the great United States of America.
Who just said about partner's own son? He partner's own son.
Initially, he would not get in the way of justice.
But not now.
But turn around and pardon his son. Howard, we are human beings. It's nowhere in the world you will find people just step aside and allow you to abuse their family.
Wow.
If that is what is perceived to be happening. That is the reality that we must also face. And none of these people who can call your show talking garbage can back aside and allow you or anyone to take advantage of their family either.
No, they ain't gonna do that.
God bless, the Prime Minister should not allow it either. Granted.
That was fair. And I thank you, Anton. I got to go to a break. I really appreciate your telephone call. I think the Prime Minister was fair. Either both go or no go. Well, it's just fair. Why? If you understand what's happening behind the scenes, if you understand what's being able to build to this sort of an issue, how this came to an head, yeah, I agree with the Prime Minister. If either all go or no go. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
The Foundation.
This Christmas, Fidelity Bank is still the one. With one easy monthly payment, one fantastic way to save, and one chance to win $5,000 in extra cash. Make that move to Fidelity Bank and apply for a personal loan for a chance to win extra cash today. Call 356-7764 for more details.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Frosties, we are cooling things down with our new Kit Kat Frosty. Try our traditional chocolate or vanilla Frosty topped with classic milk chocolate Kit Kat pieces. Our signature frozen dessert is not an ice cream, it's a Frosty. 100% dairy, that is. Great things happen when two icons meet. Our signature Frosty and a creamy milk chocolate taste of Kit Kat. Available for a limited time only. Restrictions apply. Wendy's, different inside and out.
It's that time of year again, and Colombian Emeralds International wants to show our appreciation to you, our valuable sale. 50% plus an additional 15% off on Friday, December the 13th and Saturday, December the 14th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at their Rawson Square and Port Lucaya Freeport locations. There'll be prizes and surprises every hour. So come and celebrate this holiday season with some sparkle and give the gift of memories that will last a lifetime with Colombian Emeralds.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, the foundation. Text coming through says, this is the silliest thing I've ever witnessed. I can imagine the CNN headline, Bahamas uproar over dance festival while police chief indicted in Colombian cocaine trafficking scandal. This is a lot that you're saying. And police chief is not indicted in that particular space. So I read your text. Don't fight me. Says, I couldn't care less about Junkanoo. Junkanoo has become a business. It's no longer a cultural. So you got a couple of things pushed together. So anymore, I can't say that. Howard, what are the updates on those officers? Watch it, on those officers in New York, and who is the politician involved? I want to say something to you all about this. Would you allow me the opportunity to do that? All right, so I watch this thing on TikTok. We listen and we don't judge. Don't judge me. Just let me see what I have to say. I will say this. The indictment that came down, I've had time to go over it. I've had time to ingest it. I have time to read the information. I've had time. I've had time to kind of ponder. And I thought about it day in and day out. And I thought, why? Why would this happen now? I don't know if you're doing the same thing. I think so much of us, just at the surface, we get this information, we grab a hold of it, we consume it, we digest it, but we never look at the nutritional value, right? Why are we consuming this? What is this going to do for us? This is me. This is how I look at this. Yeah, it's a big fella. Trust me, I don't eat foolishness. I just want to be decent with you. I just want to say this to you, right? So why would this information come down? If you've been following these people for me, 2021, if you build an entire case against them, you could identify them, you probably know all of their bank accounts, so forth and so on. You're deep, 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 deep. You got access, you got information, but you did this. And in doing this, you call all these individual names. Everyone who had any affiliation outside of the potential snitch in the group. Obviously, someone was giving you information. Let's just be decent as we read this, okay? And this time I'm reading it, and I'm trying to be able to understand the person's name and then indicate there was also a high-ranking politician. And I read that, and I kept pondering that. Okay, why not just call the politician's name? Did you call any of the officials? Then I started to talk about diplomacy that exists within the two countries. And then the potential of being able to topple a government if these particular things are happening. Boom, boom. I've gone through all of these things, and I came down to one thing. That this must be by design. For us to be able to look at the 32 members of parliament that are PLPs, and for us to be able to continue to ask ourselves deep in our subconscious, are you the one? Are you the one? Are you the one? I'm telling you, this is how I see this. This is bigger than what it presents itself to be on the surface. I got a couple calls to indicate the exact same thing. This is bigger than that. And as we look at this, if the PLP does not take action and does not bring that particular person, whoever that is, FNM or PLP, the high-ranking politician, and we assume that high-ranking is an indication of proximity to the cabinet of the Bahamas, PLP, if the authority don't bring this person to the forefront to show themselves strong in a Dunde administration with transparency, with conviction to stand on what's right for the Bahamian people and the constitution of this country, the entire 32 of you will fall. You will fall. You have to, this is not that kind of time. You got to be able to bring these things out. You can no longer pacify people with this sort of an idea of a superficial shifting, a lateral move that can't work anymore. You are going to have to separate yourself entirely from the allegations that's being levied against you. Because as long as you cloak these particular person, whoever this person may be, whoever this person is, as long as you protect them, because I'm sure by this time you have some implication, some idea. As long as you protect them, you as a government will take the weight, the brunt of this blow. It's no longer the individual. It is about those particular persons who don't weed out the corruption. If you ain't weeding it out, that means you wanted a garden of shepherd needles. That's what you want. You wanted that. And if it's a love vine, then you all could take that with yourself. Go on. Go your way. Let's take this one telephone call before we go to break. Caller, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Howard.
What's happening, my brother?
I want to make a disclaimer right now.
Go ahead.
My name has changed during the Jonkunu season from GNN. The Chief Stinking Ghost Skin. That's okay. My Junkanoo name.
Chief Stinking Ghost Skin. You might have changed it back to GNN because we might not have Junkanoo. Go ahead.
Oh, that's not that. That's impossible. The only thing is that can postpone Junkanoo's inclement weather. You see now, well, I ain't
this inclement weather right here.
No. The only thing that happen out of this is if they sit out, that's as far as they go. That's as far as they go. They could sit out, but Junkanoo, like the Prime Minister, they must go on. Jesus, take the wheel from what I'm about to say. Anton, who everybody's be calling to shut up and think, was right on point today. Mm-hmm. I agree 110% with Anton.
Mm.
I agree 110%. He said everything, and it was correct. And I ain't no PLP. But let me tell the nation something. This thing with the Valley Boy faction has been going on for more than 2, 3, 4 years.
Mm.
It was always undercover, but it just spill out into the open now. I get to that point. And 2 weeks away. And I think the government, the Progressive Liberal Party, and the Attorney General, them did an excellent job in staying out of it for this long. However, the Constitution of this country say when there is anarchy brewing in the country or whatever, then the government must step in as an arbitrator for the goodwill of the nation and peace. And since Junkanoo 2 weeks away and the JCNP and us can't get our stuff right, I think the Attorney General did the right thing by stepping in for the goodwill of the cultural event. And we'll pick it up as the court goes with it. We'll leave it neutral and let it go on until next year. Now, the last point. What the Bahamian people don't know is there is a written contract agreement from 2007 under the Christie administration with the JCNP by which they are charged with managing the free flow of the parade up and down Bay Street. That's it. And they also charge with collecting for the government the applications. That's right. And then with their partner, the government, they turn it over, their recommendations, to the minister and the NJC. And in their contract, it says, who reserves the final? See, this is the part the Bahamian people miss it. The ministry reserves the final selection.
Wow.
Now, they have not been doing it over the years because they've been letting the JCNP flow. But it has come now to this.
You got to take it up their hand.
The contracts say they got to arbitrate. They got to step in. So
wow.
I don't want nobody talking, but there's no political interference. Because just if Customs or Immigration or BTC or Patelco or BPL have an impasse, the government steps in as the arbitrator.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what they did this time.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate your telephone call. You guys know I got to be able to take a quick break, get the news, and be right back after this.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, 242-323-6232, 325-431-6325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720, or you can hit me up, 422-6. We're talking, and I just kind of listened to the news clip for Michael Pintard. Can I say this? I want to say this to Pintard. I guess I could say this. I want to say this. I don't mean... nothing ill towards it. I don't want to say anything negative, but I just, from an observational standpoint, you can burn yourself out. You can burn yourself out. You haven't gotten to the point for your campaign just yet. You haven't started for not just Marco City and talking about the campaign for the Free National Movement and being able to put your 39 members of parliament, maybe 40, based upon the information that we see coming to the forefront. You haven't put those things together. You haven't been able to put anything together as it relates to being able to present to the Bahamian people. You haven't really attracted young people just yet. This is the second time we've seen sort of a flash in the pan as it relates to the momentum for the organization. And then it dissipates. Now we're having other conversations that not necessarily surpass what has happened on December 4th, but most definitely pales in comparison in terms of the immediate sort of let's talk about this, let's keep this in the conversation. I think that the Free National Movement has shifted. You're going to burn yourself out as an individual. I've watched the clip and I couldn't watch all of it. I thought it was cringy. I just couldn't watch that. Like, I watched something, I could see it's not headed in a good direction. I don't need to know the end result. I don't need to know. If I'm watching something and someone's slipping, I see them about to fall over a cliff, somebody recorded it, I don't want to watch this. This is too much, right? Even if it was a joke and they're okay, I don't want to watch this. This is too much. When I watched the clip in the House of Assembly with Michael Pintard and Lincoln Bain, I thought it was too much. I couldn't watch the entire thing. I couldn't. I don't care if it was just 15 seconds. I don't know. I couldn't watch it. The exchange was cringy. It was too much. Michael Pintard is the leader of the opposition of the country, a 50-year-old organization. Is it 51? 50, more than 50? Half a century-old organization that saw leaders come and go, that found people who have committed their life and heart to the organization buried. You roll them into the headquarters, you say all your pleasantries about them, you roll them out and put these people in the ground. These are people who... Free National Movement. You are the leader of this organization. You ain't got to talk to everybody. You ain't got to say nothing to everybody. You got people for that. You got a chairman for that. Yeah, I know. You're articulate. You're insightful. You know exactly where your passions are. You know which direction that you want to go. But everything, in my view, humbling, you don't need to say it. You don't need to be rowing with Lincoln Bain. They identify a button and they will push the hell out of that button. You don't show people your button. That's a statesman-like quality. You're smart. You know these things. I don't have to say this to you, but I just want to say this to you because I listen to the newscast. And the newscast, the PLP will do what the PLP has done. The PLP will do what they do. This is what the PLP has done. This is, for my lifetime, 43 years old. From the consciousness of understanding about what politics is in our country, I've known this to be the PLP. From the stories that I've heard about what the PLP is, I've known this to be the PLP. Your own former leader in the organization, three-time prime minister in this country, has said to you, just wait. The PLP is going to mess up. Well, he didn't say mess up. On the clip. There is no need to say this. There's no need to. I heard in the news clip. Let's talk about it. Michael Pintard painting a false picture. Pintard says, Prime Minister painting a false picture over the House chaos. Let's read a little piece of this. Free National Movement member, Free National Movement leader Michael Pintard said that it's shameful that the Prime Minister, Philip Brave Davis, is seeking to paint a false picture about the opposition's action in the House of Assembly last week, saying the video evidence proves that they were not violent. Okay. For me, that's a moot point. That don't even make sense. I wouldn't even talk about that. Let the Prime Minister say what he wants to say. That's his business. Were you charged? Were you taken before the court? Were you done these particular things? That is what history is going to identify. That's just me. It's just watching you. Okay? Then he goes further and then he says this. While speaking at the Progressive Liberal Party's event in St. Barnabas on Friday, Davis repeated claims that the Free National Movement hatched a plan for the party's deputy leader, Shannon Cartwright, to hurl the speaker's mace out of the House of Assembly window. Let's just say you did. Let's just say you did. Let's just hypothetically, for the purposes of this conversation, let's say that you designed this particular thing to happen. What was the reason you did that? Did you get your point across? December 4th will live in the minds and hearts of Bahamian people for the next three generations. It will. And all this fluff associated with it will not exist. Let me tell you why. The PLP enjoyed a victory in 1987. They enjoyed a victory in 1987. And the victory that they enjoyed, based upon the annals of time and history, when we ingest the information from the papers and we see all these particular things, has nothing to do with what FNMs and other persons would have said that they stole this election. The papers ain't gonna say that. The PLP celebrated their victory in 1987. Modifications were made to ensure that they won't do what you say they was doing. This ain't what was in the paper. They won't do what you say they was doing. They ain't getting people flying all over the islands. They ain't getting these things. Why? Because we're dealing with the indelible ink. This is why I tell you all, Hubert Ingraham don't do things like this. He don't deal with talks like this. He's dealing with solutions. Hubert Ingraham don't have time to talk. This is what I learned from him. We don't have time to talk. We're looking for a solution, how we could fix this. Maybe the answer's not here. Maybe we look from an international standpoint of how we can fix a local issue. We got to fix this issue. We can't continue to talk about it. And that's what's happening here. There's no need to engage in conversation about what Prime Minister Philip Brave Davis has said. This is by design. You can't see they're coming after Shenandoah? They're coming. They're coming after Shenandoah. This is not the first time we've seen this play. And for you to be able to shift the entire momentum of what has happened on December 4th to trying to be able to defend that, it diminishes what you've done. If you're looking to be able to rally the support of the people, if you're looking to be able to do those things, you don't have to mention what the Prime Minister does. Let them do their thing. I just want to be decent. I feel like we're talking to too much people. I feel like we're taking our time out to talk to too much people about issues. If the Bahamian people is looking for resolve, present that resolve via a solution. Not diminishing what he said. The PLP is going into campaign mode. And they're very good at it. You know you can't beat them at that. This is what they do. I want to be decent about it. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Telephone call on the line. Go ahead.
Howard, you wrong, man.
Let's talk about it.
You're wrong. I mean, you're saying Mr. Pindot is burning himself out and he's talking too much about the same thing. Let me explain.
No, I didn't say that. No, I no, said... No. Yes. No, I didn't say that. You're not going to come here and say what I said. I said to you the two specific issues.
Didn't you say that?
The two, yes, he's burning himself out. One, Rowan with Lincoln Bain.
No, let me comment on that. No, I didn't hear anything about Lincoln Bain.
Because you only hear what you wanted to hear. I said when Lincoln Bain came into the House of Assembly, it was cringy. I said that.
No. The clip that was played the commercial, the clip that was played, he was representing himself to what the prime minister saying that it was a violent attack. You said he's branding himself out, he's talking too much about the same thing, and so on and so forth. If they are muzzling the opposition in the House, he's speaking outside of the House. He's speaking on behalf of me. He's speaking on behalf of the Bahamian people. I don't think he's burning himself out. As a matter of fact, this is the reason he threw his hat in the ring, to burn himself out. So I think you're very wrong what you're saying about him. He has the right.
I think you heard what you want. I accept what you said. No. I'm not going to fight you. I'm not going to fight you.
I'm commenting on what you said.
Okay, so just stay right there.
No, but you're wrong. You said he's burning himself out.
Okay, so either we can have a conversation or we can't. So let's stay right here. Let's stay right here and talk.
Mm-hmm.
Let's have a clear understanding. I said, when I saw him speaking in the House of Assembly to Lincoln Bain, almost like he's rowing and going back and forth with Lincoln Bain, that was an exhausting thing. It was cringy for me. I don't like that. Now,
the second part of your conversation.
Now,
the first part.
Now, when I listen to the newscast to try to be able to say what the Prime Minister did wrong, we know that this is outside of the House of Assembly and this is politics in the middle of a battleground that they've created. It's in St. Barnabas.
So what is wrong with him representing not only...
I'm saying that he's burning out himself. If you're going to continue to be able to do that in your capacity as leader, when are you going to get time to be able to garner the support that you need to build the momentum?
Doing. That's what he's doing. You don't see it that way, though. You don't see it that way.
If Pintar talking to me, and I am an observer, and I'm saying to you as an observer that I see you burning yourself out because there's no need to be able to mention this, and this. There's no need to talk to these particular people. Get on your game.
Okay,
how you could opinion. Tell me?
That's your opinion, right?
Of course it's my opinion.
Okay. You saying that he's burning himself out. So that means you directing him on how to run his ship.
I can't direct him to do that. I don't have the capacity. I'm not in that position.
Well, I believe he's doing the right thing. He's not only representing himself and what happened in the House, he's representing the Bahamian people.
I appreciate your telephone call.
Okay.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate your telephone call. All I said is where the chairman is, in so many words. Where are your chairman? Hello? Where your chairman is? Everyone has a role to play. Everyone. Including Adrian White, who hold the flag the whole time. Everyone has a role to play. It's only 70 of y'all. Some of y'all might have to play 2 and 3 roles. Everyone has a role to play. Everyone has taken that role up significantly and been able to push themselves forward so the FNM could be able to gain the momentum that they have. They have. They've done that on December 4th. Now, the PLP has to counter that from a political standpoint. The PLP will counter that from a political standpoint. The readers and the ingesters do not motivation. This is not 1965. We don't have no tapes about what happened in 1965. We need to have recordings. We need to have word of mouth of what persons say and their firsthand opinion based upon if they were there. We saw what happened in the House of Assembly. Many of us would say, maybe this was by design. Why did Adrian get up to open up the window in the first place? Why did he touch that? Many of us would say that. But at the end of the day, the question is, what was the objective? If the Speaker in the House of Assembly were not allowing the royal opposition to take its place to be able to speak, you made your point. And you did well. Now, next step. Don't keep rehashing the first step. Next step. Telephone call. Go ahead.
Howard. Hey. Alan Johnson. I asked this like you intended to engage that individual.
Go ahead.
Because I want to take you part down history lane first.
Mm-hmm. Right?
First of all, if you read Sir Lyndon's book and other people who wrote on that event that happened in the 1960s,
mm-hmm.
you would see where it says that it was that the throwing of the mace was planned.
Okay, I did read that, yes.
Okay, it was so it's what's different from now? Even if it was planned, it's the same thing.
Well, the difference from now is it's a rejection of the idea.
Who's rejecting it? Only PLPs?
No, no, no. They're saying that we didn't plan that. The emotions led to these particular things.
No, that's right. That's from see, Howard. I understand you. Your job may be to spin this, right?
But I'm not here to spin nothing.
No, I'm saying to you, we don't see the video is there. It plan. It represents something. Okay, it's a Black Wednesday. You cannot unring the bell.
Right.
You cannot. Then you have the Prime Minister who, like you say, not in 1966 or whatever, who now today, because it even said in the old book, in the book, it says that House of Lyndon Pillin, they wasn't sure that he was going to do it, and he had some doubt, and the whole thing. We don't have to guess history. So unless we're going to discount what the people who participated wrote and gave first-hand account, then you have Mr. Michael Pintard, who was first-hand account involved in the House of Assembly. He didn't watch no video. Like you said, you didn't watch the video because you cringed.
No, I'm talking about the video for Lincoln Bean.
But again, you cringe.
I couldn't watch that.
I'm saying this. You watch a video of a narcissistic leader who said first that he orchestrated all of that so he could arrange for the mace to be thrown, right? Listen to his life.
I don't watch Lincoln Beans, though.
Listen to me. The only thing that Lincoln Bean has not orchestrated or told his people in advance is the coming of Christ. Okay? Because maybe he doesn't want to let them know when he's going to come back again. But let's go back to the issue.
So this is George. Go ahead.
Right. It's the cult of ignorance. That's what the COI stands for. But this is why you saw the behavior where if he were given the privilege to be respected as a possible opposition, as I see it, he threw that goodwill away in his behavior that shows he had no understanding of the position of a leader in the House of Assembly. Because before that happened, a policeman bumped into him, he's outside, said, I'm ready to get arrested by the people before anybody touch him. I'm here to get arrested by the people. What do you mean you came to Parliament to get arrested for the people? See, that's theatrics. That's not leadership. Now, let's go back to what you said. The Prime Minister watches the video, or he didn't, maybe he cringed too, at what happened by the Speaker of the House and his behavior to the people. And you saw a brutal attack on the opposition. Because here's what happens, in case you watch the video. After the mace was thrown out, we saw exactly how the injury occurred, and notice what the leader said of the FNM. The Prime Minister lied. He lied on a position that actually reflect negatively on the FNM, who was first person involved in that.
You mean about by indicating that it was violent, that the FNM was being violent?
No, he said that a violent act uh-huh. was perpetrated on the people. What I can tell you what is violent. Violent is what the females in this town has been saying about financial violence. That's, you remember they said, you know, it's illegal to have financial violence against the females and families, right?
Mm-hmm.
What the government is doing now is the financial violence against not only females and children, but all of us. That's violence. But let's go back to the House of Assembly, okay? So what happens was, it was thrown out. The mace was thrown out. The Speaker of the House got up and left. When the Speaker left, you had the four members in the House were standing. Lock hand. Go watch the video again.
Mm-hmm.
The Speaker walked past and walked to the House Assembly. Is the House Assembly still in session?
No.
Okay. Then why, after the Speaker left the House of Assembly, the policeman violently removed them? Watch the video. You could see Kwesi being dragged down the stairs.
I watched that. Bumping,
and whatever. Mm-hmm. Why was that necessary? Who gave the police the orders to take them over here no matter what?
I think that might have been wrapped up in the get 'em, right? I think that might have been wrapped up
no,
in
the man,
get
'em. No, man, the police stood still until the Speaker left. The video is there. We don't have
to
see.
Yeah, but I don't want I don't want to deflect away from what I'm saying.
You're saying that the leader of the opposition should follow, which I think to you is some wild positioning of a strategy that you have in mind.
I'm saying this. This is what I'm saying. I'm saying this. This is politics time now. It's already ramped up significantly. The PLP is in this position. Now, let's listen. The PLP is in the position now that they have found themselves. Climate change is gone. All these particular things that they thought would have been able to be a feather in their cap has been shifted, and now they have to focus locally. If they don't have anything locally, the PLP has to be able to move themselves in the position where they can do the only thing that they know how to do, which is campaigning. They have taken this fight in the middle of St. Barnabas, which is ground zero now. We've seen that. This fight in the middle of St. Barnabas using a historic language that we've known to be the PLP, and for Michael Pintard to come now and try to defend against this language in is going to burn itself out.
Unless you're saying the PLPs are liars, and I'll accept
No, I can't say that. I can't say that.
Then the Prime Minister went into St. Barnabas and lies.
I won't say that.
Listen to me. When you hear what the Prime Minister said there versus what the video is, you could say untruth and all these fancy words it is. The behemoth vernacular is, you're lying. Okay? That's it. Okay? So the question then, why does the Prime Minister, who have had so much success, have to be so desperate to try to reshape a narrative? That's called gaslighting, man. That's gaslighting.
I like what you're saying. I'm not going to fight you. Huh? I'm not going to fight you. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother.
But hold on a second. I'm saying to you, let me just say one other point. The Free National Movement, as far as I'm aware, is working the ground, is working the people, is working whatever. But the message they have is getting out. This is what has the PLP in panic, because they have came with their shenanigans, and they're at the end of the rope of strategy, just like the Prime Minister said to you. Read what it said. It says, I have a plan to reduce the cost of living, but I'm not going to tell you till sometime next year, because you don't deserve it right now. That right there is a man under
stress.
That's
crazy.
That right there is a government collapsing. That right there is a government on the way out.
Thank you, my brother. I do appreciate your telephone call, guys. Quick break. Going to be right back after this.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this. The Foundation.
The Foundation. Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
This holiday season, the Water and Sewage Corporation is spreading joy with Deck the Halls with Paid Bills. Pay your bill in full by December 21st. Complete the entry form and you're entered to win amazing prizes like a hotel stay, round-trip Bahamas Air ticket, a 60-inch TV, and more. And here's a holiday bonus. Residential customers who pay within 15 days of the bill date get a 5% discount on their next payment. Don't miss out. Pay your bill in full today and celebrate the season with fabulous prizes. Visit WSC.com.bs for details.
Your health is important. Don't trust it with just anyone. Welcome to New Life Natural Vegetation Cell Food Limited. We stock an extensive range of health foods, alternative medicines, and organic produce with a wide variety of special dietary foods, herbal teas, and herbal medicines. New Life also carries natural, organic, and environmentally friendly soaps, body lotions, and other skincare products. Stop by our state-of-the-art alkaline deli and try our all-healthy and all-natural tasty choices. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can answer any questions you may have. We offer on-site consultations on nutrition, diet, and healthy alternatives to disease and ailments you and your health needs. We're located in the Independence Drive Business Park, East Street South, south of the Independence Roundabout. Visit our website at www.newlife1020.com. Let your food be your medicine.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant. You all just wouldn't stop. I am looking at something right now as the Prime Minister arrives. It says that the Prime Minister is greeted by protesters outside of the Fox Hill Community Center chanting, Brave Gotta Go, 23 minutes ago. Brave Gotta Go, 23 minutes ago. This is from a certified public media outlet who's actually being able to say this. This is, y'all just wouldn't stop. There's got to be something in the water. They smell this, like God say, they smell blood in the water. They come in. They come in. 323-622-32-32-5431. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. The PLP has to recalibrate. You got to. You got to. You got the JCNP. You got small protesters. You got major protesters. You got the country being able to identify these particular things. The PLP has to. And I don't know whether or not going into old-style mode of politics, old-style mode of being able to the red herrings that come out in campaigns, this deflection, these fallacies that exist in campaigns to reject the issues and talk about character and individuals, as opposed to being able to deal with what's at hand. I don't know if that's going to work. The traditional setting of what existed prior, I don't know if that's going to work. This PLP government has a lot to deal with. And I don't want y'all to believe that I'm talking, I wish to say anything negative about whether it's the Prime Minister or the leader of the opposition. As I look at this, I realize, let's just say, for the sake of the conversation, this is, the PLP's ramped up their campaign. Now they got four events that they're dealing with on a month-to-month basis leading up to the next general election. Let's say three. Three events that they're going to be able to deal with, small rallies up to the next general election. You think Michael Pintard should take the time out to be able to ingest every single one of the time? No, man, as a leader, you shouldn't have to do that. As a leader, you ain't got the time for that. That's what you're chairman for. You've got to see, you've got to read into what I say, and I'm trying to be decent. That's all I'm trying to do, trying to be decent. I say in Michael Pintard, if you continue in this particular path, what the PLP is going to ramp up and do, you're going to exhaust yourself. I didn't say he was wrong for what you did. I didn't say he was wrong. I didn't say he shouldn't do it. I'm saying if you continue in this course doing it yourself, you are going to burn yourself out. More things to do. From a leadership standpoint, to execute, to be able to delegate, to get to a position where the collective could move forward. More things to do. That's only trying to be decent. Y'all want me to spread everything out and say it, dice it up and say, no. I am not condemning what he's done or said. I am saying you're going to burn yourself out if you continue in this course. As an individual. As an individual. And all I have to go on from a historic standpoint is to look at what former leaders would have done and who took on the position of being able to defend the chairman. I won't be decent. Next telephone call. Go ahead. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Ready?
Hi.
I'm here from Burger King.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Hello.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Brother Grant.
Hey.
Listen to me, please. I want you to bear with me half of the minute that you had that gentleman on before.
Go ahead. I'm not going to fight you.
The FNM leader is a story writer.
Okay.
The FNM took the damnedest out to the House of Assembly last week, Wednesday. That was a play they put on. That was a show they put on. It was well orchestrated. It was well put together. I am a PLP supporter, but I'm very disappointed in the PLP that they didn't have three PLP there, one FNM. They had it there last week.
But didn't they call for them and the PLPs didn't show up?
No, they didn't call.
Yes, they did.
Being there. They didn't call.
Listen, let me say this to you. I want to say this to you. This is between you and I, nobody else listening. The FNM had commercials on Howard Grant show. The FNM had commercials on Shivago Lang show. The FNM had commercials on Naughty show leading up to Wednesday. You ain't hear him?
No, I agree to that.
Hold on. Did you hear him?
I was disappointed that the PLPs didn't show up in mass numbers. The PLDs can come out. The PLDs can come out. That should have never happened like that. Under Barbara Pierre, would have never happened like that.
Mm.
Might as well give it where it is. Might as well talk straight. That would have never happened like that. They would have outnumbered them 3-1 any day. And another thing.
Not that day.
No, not that day.
Okay, go ahead.
I was very embarrassed.
Okay, go ahead.
I was ashamed to be a PLP that day.
All right.
So
the playwright got one on you.
Yeah, they get one.
Okay, now go ahead. Now go ahead with the next one.
All right.
Go ahead with the next one.
Now the next one is the Wally Boys.
Okay, let me hear this.
If me and you in court over a piece of property, you have any rights to bill on that property while the case is going on?
No, that ain't what happened here.
No. I asked you one question, sir.
No, we shouldn't be. None of us.
Now, if the Wally Boys them have a case in court,
mm-hmm.
if one could rush, the next one could rush.
I agree with you.
If one can't rush, the next one shouldn't rush.
I agree with you.
It's a case in court.
I agree with you.
Okay? It's a court case.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if one could go, the next one could go.
The government has already made a decision, let all two rush.
Yes.
The JCNP say, well, we can put you in the fun category.
Yeah,
the information come to the forefront.
JCNP can't stop no junk.
The JCNP say they ain't even acknowledging Trevor Group.
Listen to me. The JCNP can't rush. The JCNP can't stop no junk because they don't rush no junk. You have groups like One Family, the Saxons, Ruth, Genesis. They have to stop junk. Because it's them who's rush. If them boys say they're going to rush, there ain't nothing the JCNP can do. Nothing. The JCNP is a hand of the government.
The JCNP about to shut the whole thing down. You can see what they could do in a minute. They say you can see what Lobster Red for in a minute. They're about to shut the whole thing down.
9:30 on Christmas, 9 o'clock on Christmas night. I ain't care what they say.
Okay, praise God.
John Kunu can be there.
I appreciate you calling, my brother. Thank you so very kindly for being able to call in and talk about these particular things. Guys, the lines are wide open if you want to be able to join me in these next 20 minutes before we get out of here. Let me see if I can take one more telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Howard Grunge.
What's up, my brother?
Selassie. Listen to me, my brother. You know I ain't gonna fight you. You're my brethren, right?
I ain't gonna fight you.
Yeah, but thanks for giving me the laugh as I sit now waking. I was sitting pondering, where is the SSS PLP, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I some thoughts came to mind. Maybe it's circumnavigating the globe hopelessly, right? Or it's hit an iceberg. Where is it, right? Now, you know, I wanted to say this. I was taken aback and very, very upset that at 16 I'm about to die soon, right?
Mm-hmm.
That I'm still hearing, a royal opposition is no different from saying a majesty's opposition.
Mm-hmm.
So this sickens me. And maybe a young person can hear me who's apocentric and, you know, I see why they banned Marcus Garvey newspaper, the Negro Word, from coming into the Bahamas. But I really would like to start a something like that because it sickens me to still hear in the Majesty's opposition and the Royal opposition. Can we have a referendum and change that to the People's opposition? Because the guy said that he's speaking for the Bahamian people, but I hate the word royal in the front of it. It's just, I mean, I can't live my whole life submerged in such colonialism. Give thanks.
I appreciate your telephone call. And last telephone call before we go to a commercial break. Let me see if I can get Anton. Anton, go ahead. Go ahead, Anton.
Okay, Howard.
Hey.
Yes, thank you very much. I wanted to get back to where C. Allen left off with you in that conversation.
Because
I was hoping that you would have fixed him up with that question that he asked, but you didn't quite fix him up. So I called to fix him up.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to operate in the political realm. You want to serve the people of this country. You need to act like you have decorum.
Mm-hmm.
You call for the leader of the COI to act like he has decorum, but you are conducting yourself likewise, and
mm-hmm.
even worse. Today, you are calling the prime minister a what? Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
You can't be serious. If you don't know how to conduct yourself in a public setting, in the right decorum, you're not worthy for the office.
You can't call the people a liar. I can't call the people a liar. I can't do that.
No. That is completely unacceptable. Completely. In any event, I didn't ask the question, what's the difference from now? That's why I was hoping you put a nail in his coffin with that garbage question. One man voted by as many properties as he owned back in the time when Sir Lyndon and Sir Milo, and I call him Sir Arthur, I knight him, even though he never accepted it, and all the other great men and women on the front line and the back line stood against the minority who was depressing the majority in this country. There was high school education for a few dozen Bahamians back then. Are you serious, Seattle? Are you seriously trying to compare the basis upon which the FNM and the deputy leader of the FNM took the mace and threw it out of the window and tried to compare that and equal that to the reasoning that Sir Lennon and those took the actions back in the day when women were not one man, one vote in this country? There was no social services safety net for black Bahamians. Black Bahamians couldn't go anywhere they wanted to go. They couldn't live anywhere they wanted to or anywhere they could afford to live in this land when the Bahamian land was being pillaged by the Bay Street Boys and all the financial wealth was being kept for themselves. Access to wealth was being kept to themselves when we had minority rulers controlling the majority in this country against their will at the time. No university-level education for the masses in this country. No quality of employment. It was kept away from Bahamians. Are you serious? Sea Island, you better catch yourself. When you come to the radio, come to the radio with your facts. You're supposed to be an educated man. Don't come to the radio in excitement and aura of politics and make a fool of yourself.
I want to say this, though. I want to say this, though, Anton, because I got to go to a break. I want to say this to Anton. I appreciate your telephone call. Thank you so much. I think for me, as I look at this, the tribulation that we endure is only relevant to the times that we endure it. Okay? But forefathers, now this sounds like an enormity that sounds heavy for all of us to be able to deal with, and we could understand that. But the tribulation of bills, significant taxes, the tribulations that we endure right here, the lack of opportunities that exist for the, or that doesn't exist for the Bahamian people, this kind of a farce of an idea that the cost of living is high. All of these things are also relevant to us now. I just want to be very clear with you. I hear what you're saying, and I accept it. I accept what you're saying. I accept that the enormity of the issues, especially what was happening around the world, was so much that propel them and provoke them to make these kind of decisions, to be able to throw their mace out to see if we can have a swing in things. Now, we've seen that. If we're going to be able to dissect the history, you have to look at not only what's happened locally, we have to look at what's happening from a global standpoint in the 60s. This is happening heavy in the 60s. We got to talk about Selma. We got to talk about Martin Luther King. We got to talk about Black Panthers. We got to talk about Berlin. We got to talk about Russia. We got to talk about the USSR. We got to talk about all these particular things that led to this time of tribulation for the entire era and how there needed to be liberation. For the time that we exist in right now, we also have to look at a global standpoint. Inflation is busting our behinds. I just come from across the street. I ain't hardly buy nothing because I could pay for the same thing. How much it costs in the States, I could pay for that home. It ain't make no difference. Inflation is here and the cost of living is too high. So I think that these tribulations that we endure is relevant for the times. Let's talk about it after the break.
The Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further than Beats Alive. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Janae's Christmas Wonderland is open under the Big Ten. Get 20 to 50% off selected Christmas decorations. Restrictions apply. Trees in pink, frosted green or white in a variety of sizes. LED and laser lights, a large variety of tree ornaments. Lighted angels, Santa tree toppers, bright and lively colored Christmas balls. Garlands, wreaths, red and white stringed cranberry. Tree skirts, stockings, and lots, lots more. Add flowers, picks, and decorative mesh to brighten up your home or office this holiday season. And don't forget the toys at Janae's Chesapeake Road. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Janae's Limited. WhatsApp 817-3295.
Great news.
Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
This holiday season, stay connected to the ones you love with Alive. Switch today and get 5 gigabytes of data free with your first 30-day plan. Whether you're sharing holiday moments or enjoying junk in the one that keeps you connected all season long. Visit BeAlive.com to make the switch today. It's good to be alive.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
Good afternoon, Howard. Everybody's talking about the actions of the Free National Movement in Parliament. If the Speaker was not so unfair, that would have never happened. That is the issue. This is a text that's coming through. Let me see if we can read a couple more of these texts. It says that the chairman is a lackluster. Pintard needs another spokesman. This is a text that's coming through. It says, Howard, it's called rebellion. The Bahamians spring like in Siberia. Or Syria, I'm sorry, right? So let's see. It says, Howard, you're wrong about Pintard. He is not burning himself out. The PLP is on their way out of office. They have too much crap on their plates. Let's dissect this. You're wrong. The PLP, Pintard is not burning himself out. The PLP is on their way out of office. When? The question is when. When? You think the PLP is going to call an early election? You think that's going to happen? I doubt that. You think the PLP, this organization, 70-some-year-old organization, who understands politics like the back of their hand in this country, do you think that the PLP is going to call an early election? You think they can do that? All right. So let's say they don't do that. Fred Mitchell has already indicated to us there's a clock on the wall in the PLP headquarters that indicates it's 600 and some days before the next election. 600 and some days. We're around here having a conversation about the possibility that this happens in less than 400 days. The PLP put 200 on top of that. You think they can call an early election? I doubt it. And if they don't call an early election, but they are already in election mode, that means that they intend to go for a marathon. This ain't no sprint. This is a marathon that they can run as it relates to campaigns. And they started it off at ground zero in St. Barnabas. Now, if they go from St. Barnabas, then they go to Elizabeth Estates. Right? That's Yamacraw. And then they go from there, and then they go over to Anglesey. This is local. If they just hit these places local and they do that 6 times a month, you think Pintard got the energy to keep dissecting what one speaker say over another speaker? They will burn him out intentionally. That's all I say. I didn't say what he said was wrong. I didn't say what he said was wrong. You all have to listen to what I said. I didn't say what he said was wrong. I can't fight him for taking on the position of defense. That's not what my intent is. I am saying if the leader continues to do this, it leaves no was identified in this position, i.e. the chairman, space to do their job. That's all I say it. You fighting me. But I trying to be decent. Quick telephone call. Go ahead.
Howard.
Hey.
Don't cut me off no more next time.
I cut you off?
Yes, it did.
Forgive me. Go ahead.
Anyhow, what I call him for, I disagree with you saying.
Okay.
I don't think the leader is pointing out himself.
Okay.
I think the leader has every right to speak when and however he chooses to.
Okay.
He wants to answer the prime minister, good for him. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes. I ain't say what he says is wrong, you know.
And let Fred Mitchell speak on what he thought happened in the House of Assembly, right? But he's speaking to it. So why can't
And what did Dwayne Sands say? What did Dwayne Sands say?
What he said?
Yeah, what did we hear Dwayne Sands take his position? What did he say?
What position he took?
Over the past 5 days. I'm asking you.
Tell me I missed something.
Exactly. That's all. I didn't hear.
I didn't hear nothing. Well, ain't nothing wrong with that, Howard.
Okay, good.
Ain't all the time the chairman is going to speak. If he wants to speak to what the prime minister had to say about him, that's all good. Okay. But since the saying he wasn't doing nothing, he wasn't speaking up. Now that he's speaking up, which is good. Continue, Mr. Leader. Speak up. That's what people want to hear, regardless of the chairman. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you like that?
But no, see, I don't have a problem. I always know. I've always known Michael Pintard to be vocal, articulate, insightful,
and I noticed that.
But that's no longer his position at this particular time.
Why not? Why?
Because he's not the chairman. He's the leader.
It don't matter, Prime Minister. He speaks as he chooses to, right? And he represents the...
No, the PLP don't do that.
Mr. Pintard represents the opposition. So speak loud and continue to speak.
Brave never step into Fred Mitchell's job. Never.
Anyhow, the point is, he's speaking well. Continue, sir. I think that would be me. Now that the fire is underneath him, let it continue to boil. Now, what would you try and hold this
but
fire?
All I just want to do is give an ember to the chairman. Give the chairman the torch to hold.
So you said the chairman ain't doing a good job.
I said that. I asked you where he was. I didn't say nothing.
Anyhow,
you think I can get cussed again? No, thank you. Thank you for your telephone call, baby. You think I can get cussed again? I didn't say what the chairman didn't do. I didn't say that. I only asked where the chairman was. That's all I did. That's all I did. Stick my head.
Mr. Grant, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Awesome, and good afternoon to the nation.
Good afternoon.
Mr. Grant, two things. Firstly, the PLP on the day that the FNM men galvanized out there at the House of Assembly, PLP was told to stand down, okay?
Okay.
We were told not to make up their numbers, let them produce their own numbers. If they can bring people out, then let them bring their people out. I personally told PLP generals and stuff to stand down and not to show support, okay? Secondly, Mr. Pintard and his opposition is responsible for what happened in the House.
Mm.
In spite of the Speaker not allowing them to speak on, no matter how frustrated they get.
You mean with the mace, or you mean
With the whole thing.
Okay, go ahead.
If you were going to tell me that when people get so frustrated in this country that they should be able to do whatever they want to do, such as break the law, you know, because taking that mace and throwing it out the window, he broke the law, okay? Now, there was no law when Sir Lyndon did it, but there was a law that came in place after Sir Lyndon did it. So he has to take responsibility that their actions brought a reaction in the House of Assembly, and thus you had two persons who got injured, okay? So he has to take responsibility. He wants to be prime minister in this nation. You have to start taking responsibility for your actions now, okay? You can't just tell the people, oh, they didn't get hurt because of the action.
I like what you're saying. I want to take this from a different standpoint. I appreciate the telephone call. Thank you so much. I like what you say. I feel like that should apply to the prime minister also. The prime minister is the leader of the country. He should be able to carry the weight of the actions of the people that are subordinate, that are under him, that he made Bahamas Police Force, including the allegations that levied against those particular persons who may be around him that serve in his cabinet. We can't, listen, if it's good for Peter, it got to be good for Paul. And we can't look at this through a political eyes. Now, for the last time before I go from here, I am not condemning Michael Pintard for what he has done. I am simply saying if you continue the course of doing this, you will burn yourself out. That's all I say. If you continue the course of being both leader and chairman, you will burn yourself out. I like to see Shenandoah taking on this kind of a strong position. I like the fact that we could be able to reach Shenandoah. I like the fact that we could be able to identify those things. I was out there on Wednesday last week. I was there. You heard me interviewing all sorts of people. And who you didn't hear me interview? Let me take a couple more telephone calls. Call, you got 15 seconds. Go ahead.
Mr. Grant.
Hey.
Good afternoon. I just have one quick question. This is for the to the jungle, or at least not a question.
Go ahead.
To really explain. The JCNP is a body that represents the Junkanoo groups, all of the Junkanoo groups. Mm-hmm. So if the JCN speaks, the JCS speaking on behalf of all of the Junkanoo groups. The next thing was the registration for Trevor Davis. He never should have got that in the first place. That was something he never was supposed to get because he never had authorization from the Valley Boys to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Even when registering with the JC to do is register with a different name.
Hold on.
Right?
Now, you know I know the backside of this story.
There's plenty backside of this story.
Yeah, well, this whole story may be backside. But now let's get deep with that. Just 2 seconds before we go to here because I got to go. Just listen in because I got to hang up from you. Sorry about that. I appreciate your telephone call. Right? The story is, based upon the information, I was hoping to be able to see these guys come sit with me today. I ain't see nobody. I ain't fight them. I ain't call them. If they wanted to show up, they could show up. The story is that they presented this concept and idea to leadership, and they were soundly rejected time after time after time. The Registrar General registered this particular group. Now, if the group is registered and Valley Boy is on the paper, and the Registrar General did not make any modifications to this, it is impossible for another group to be able to come in here. Registrar General notice to be able to register with the same name. There's complexity to this. And I don't believe that the aspirations of one man should be squashed because of the lack of focus and commitment to your job. Not looking at relationship by the Registrar General. What's done is done. Now you got to go in court. That's the show today, guys. I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to tune in with us tomorrow, Wednesday. We're going to chop down these kind of a conversation. Let me see if I can bring Garth in the studio to see if we can be able to get more rambunctious and chop these particular things down. Guys, it's a beautiful day. Thank you so very kindly for tuning in with us. We're going to see you tomorrow right here on The Foundation. Foundation.